Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Gimel, and we learned Simon Vav. And just want to point out that the Chayodim will address all of these points as we're going along in the Simonim ahead. So we're not going to try and cover everything over here. And we did mention at the end of the last piece that there's a concept called Graf Sharei, something which is designated for the purpose of holding the rei, even if there's no rei in it. And so the graf, the chamber pot, is problematic, even if there's no tzaya in it. Some of the pricing were asked the question, and they say it's not an issue. Is diapers are made for the purpose is to hold the waste products of the child, both ketanim and gedolim. So it's made for this purpose. So it should be problematic looking at the diaper itself. And that's not true, since it's made to use it one time and throw it out. So it doesn't get that level of meus that the Graf Sharei has. So the diaper will act as the cover on the side of the child. So the child which has, even if he has something, he has a dirty diaper, the diaper will function as a covering, as the kisei, like we spoke about in the last year, which then allows the retard to be said. However, if there is if it smells, that creates a complication, as we will see as we go along. Ashpa, so Simon Zayin, Ashpa Shereicha Ra Umayim Sruchim. You have an ashpa which discards of soya, but also of other things, etc., which are decaying to the point that it smells very bad. Or Umayim Sruchim, so they used to have on the sides of the road, they would have ditches, and the ditches would gather all of the discard liquid, which is many of that was came from excrement, etc. Shemuchabis imasrichim, if they become putrid, dinim ketsoya wasamina raisa. So when they reach that stage of being putrid, then the halacha is they have a dinim tsoya. Chen oisam shemakachim alavana beruchabis. So we mentioned this idea that people are saying Kiddush Lavana out in the street, and these arranged shtekin, Hamasrichim Hetzodim. You have these ditches on the side with the liquid in it, which is putrid. I feel a Hamrichu Dalaramas, even though they're more than Dalaramas away. Kim Shanim Shachim Gamalafonov, they pass in front of him. Also Kimloy Enov. So now here, the Chayalim gets involved in a Machlokes. So the Torah says that your machana should be kaddish. So the simple understanding of the machana for these purposes is the area immediately adjacent to. That's your machana. That's the person's individual person's machana. So anything within his dalaramas, within dalaramas of him, is considered that they're in the same place. Dalaramas is the area that an adam would fill. If he'd lie down, the average adam is 3 amas tall. He stretches his arms, reaches another amma, so if he lies down, that's the area he would reach. So that's considered within his area. So if there's soya there's soya in his machana, which is problematic. Let's say that soya is beyond dalet amas, but it's behind him, so it's not a problem. There's soya on beyond his dalet amas, but it's in front of him. It's visible. He could see it. So it's not within his machana. On the other hand, it's visible. So the Torah says, regards the erva, v'lo yireh b'cha erva stover. So regards the erva, the main issue is the ri'ah, the fact that it's visible. So the visibility is an issue even beyond dalet amas. By tzoya, the Torah does not say erva stover, that the v'lo yireh b'cha erva, it says it shouldn't be in your machana. So the Rashi says that if it's beyond dalet amas, even though it's within your vision, there's no problem. So, however, the Rosh disagrees and holds that we learn from the din of erva to the din of soya. Not all the halachas are learned from one to the other, but in this regard, the halacha is derived from erva to soya. That if it's visible in front of the person, it's problematic, even though it's beyond dalet amas. So Chayyim says over here, I feel him bracha dalaramis. So now, if they're passing on your side, so that's equivalent to passing behind you. But the problem is the Sdarim continue in front of you. So Kimashim Shachim Gam Lamilafanov Osir Kimloy Enov. So Chayyim is passing like the Rush that Meloy Enov is a problem. As long as it's within your eyesight, it's a problem. It can be quite a distance, but if it's visible to you, you can see the tzaya or see these mayim Sruchim. Even though you don't smell them, but if you can see them, it's going to be a problem that a person cannot see the Britaro. Even if they're not visible, there's an issue of smell. We mentioned that the smell is considered that the item, the area that it's in, is not just where it physically is placed, but as long as its smell spreads, like the item is there. So these putrid gutters, sewers, which were open, which carried various different things in them, so the smell permeated over a large area. So a person is mechuyev to step away from them to the point that he cannot smell them. And he has to move dalet amos beyond the end of the smell. So he might have to move many, many amos away to get away from the smell, then another dalet amos to move away till the point where the smell is. It's like that's the item is considered as if it's there. You must move beyond dalet amos beyond that. If you can't find a clean place, it's better not to say Kiddush Lubana at all. Come from Chazal, but there is a Tarichu Yomim. And Chazal say that you will get a bracha for choosing not to do the mitzvah rather than doing it in a way which is against the halacha. So he's introduced over here the issue of Molei Enov, the issue of Dalet Amos, the issue of a spreading of the Reach. All of these new ideas, which he will come up again and again as we move along. And so we've now got our introduction to those concepts. Have a good day.